Sports like basketball are well supported at schools around Southeast Alaska, but in Skagway, the superintendent and school board have made a deliberate effort to expand activities beyond athletics. In the past 2 years, the 90-student school has increased the number of academic extracurriculars offered. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
If there's one team Skagway School is known for, it's robotics. Sophomore Denver Evans is in the cafeteria on a recent afternoon. She says being on the robotics team for 3 years in middle school helped her in an unexpected way.
I was an extremely shy kid, and having to talk in front of all the people to give our presentation, we had to give our presentation to a room of anywhere between 200 and 300 people, and standing up on stage is petrifying. But now I have no problem speaking in front of people, and my little sister is the exact same way.
I really think it's like opening me up to like so I can be more out there, because I used to be like really like not wanting to like talk to anybody and stuff like that.
That's Denver's little sister, Peyton Rodig, who is in sixth grade. This is her second year on the hugely successful robotics team.
Our team's gotten a reputation in Juneau. We are the ones that the other teams go out to outdo.
Greg Clem is the assistant coach. He says the Skagway team has won the regional competition in Juneau several times and then gone on to place well at national and international competitions. They placed second at the statewide robotics competition in Anchorage this year, and they'll be traveling to the national competition in California soon. The success of robotics has set a good precedent for the school to try out other academic extracurriculars. The school registered in the Scripps Spelling Bee this year. Last year, the high school started a poetry competition. And also this year, students who enjoy math can compete in a program called Math Counts. Skagway School Board President John Hischer says the board has made it a priority to encourage academic competitions. He says they help reinforce what students learn in class.
When you think about your school experience, what are the things you remember most? It's not usually things that you learn from a textbook. It's when you go out and apply it in the real world or apply it in a competition.
I decided to compete because I love spelling, and it's just like whenever I'm in my spelling class, I always look forward to spelling, and it's just, I really liked it, and I ended up getting first place, and it was really cool.
Tatum Sager is a fifth grader. She won the spelling bee this year, but she and the second place winner aren't able to travel to the state competition. So Kalia Fielding, the third place winner, will go to Anchorage instead. Another person traveling to a state competition soon is high school junior Al Weber.
As the bottles and bones accumulated behind him, the words proceeded steadily from the front of his face as he advanced into the silence and made it verbal.
That's a clip of Al rehearsing Life Cycle of Common Man by Howard Nemirov. She'll recite it at the Poetry Out Loud competition in Anchorage in March.
It actually made sense to me, like it sounded like a story in my head, so I went with it because that's what poems should be. They should be stories.
Kent Fielding is the teacher who organized the Poetry Out Loud program at Skagway School. He'll also be the coach for DDF, Drama, Debate, and Forensics. That's an extracurricular that Skagway School is bringing back next year after a few years without it. With so many activities and only about 90 students, School Board President John Hischer says there is one concern.
What I see the big danger is the kids putting, you know, spreading themselves too thin with so many things.
That could be a problem as the school adds DDF to its list of options. So Superintendent Josh Coffrin says they're considering this.
Potentially putting DDF as a class, as an elective class inside the school day. That way they can devote that time and energy that it takes to be really good at DDF while still being able to support their teammates on, say, a volleyball team or a wrestling team or cross country.
Back in the cafeteria, sixth grader Peyton says she's found that two of her favorite activities, basketball and robotics, have something in common.
You're getting exercise in basketball, but you're exercising your brain in robotics.
Reporting in Skagway, I'm Emily Files.